We're having a special class on the tshuva process and remaining a balanced person. It's interesting, but it's one of the challenges. When a person does gir or does tshuva, one of the challenges is remaining balanced. Because what happens is you're trying to do everything right, and then you take everything very seriously. And when you take everything very seriously, so then everything becomes a big issue. And then a person can become very uptight. And a person can lose that flow of being a natural, pleasant human being because everything becomes a halachic issue. So here at Mechon Meir, we strive for normalcy. And the Torah wants us to be normal and balanced and happy and calm. And that's why our growth also has to be measured. And if you see there's something like the question you just asked that's really distracting you, that's really taking a lot out of you emotionally, go ask, because chances are it's not that important like the question you just asked. First thing, it's much more important to be concentrated when you're saying Shemona Esrei and when you're saying Kriya Shema than it is to be concentrated on having the knot touching your tefillin. It's true the Mishnah Brura says that it's imperative that you're not touched the tefillin, but not everyone agrees with the Mishnah Brura. Number one, yes, it's a good thing to have your not touching the tefillin. But you could have your not touching the tefillin for 10 seconds, and you did your mitzvah. And then the rest of the time, you're doing it not like the Mishnah Brura. Okay, not the end of the world, right? Now, if you want to do it like the Mishnah Brura the whole day, which is a good thing, so then either you or I takes a string, passes it through the ma'abarta, through that slit through which the strap goes through, and ties the knot onto your tefillin. You could take a regular string made of anything, or you could have a scribe do it with a special string. You want, we'll do it together. But that's just to calm your nerves. But the truth is that once you made your blessing and the tefillin were on right and everything's good, you did your mitzvah of tefillin. And not everyone agrees with the Mishnah Brura. It's a good thing to go like the Mishnah Brura. It's a good thing to have the knot touching the box. It's a good thing, so if you could get it tied, you'll get it tied. But it's not a good thing to be antsy about it and nervous. And oy vey, what's happening with my tefillin? That's not good. The Torah wants us to be calm and happy in our performance of mitzvahs. Right? We have it now. Tachat shelo avate Hashem lokecha b'simcha uvetuv levav. God says, I want you to do my mitzvahs b'simcha, with happiness, uvetuv levav, and with a good feeling. So that's the Torah is supposed to lead us there. If we're all nervous about every mitzvah we're doing, it's not getting us there. It's getting us high blood pressure, but not there. Right? So that's, I'm saying it not jokingly. The truth is it's a challenge. Because you're trying to do everything right, and it's all new. And then you don't know. When a person, I'll tell you a beautiful story. One year, we tried to have guests for the Seder night, and we tried to have guests from the Machon. Many people never saw a Seder, an Orthodox Seder. So every year we try to have a certain number of guests, depending on what's possible that year. So one year we had a couple where the husband learned in the Machon. I think the wife also learned Machon Orah. And the morning after the Seder, or sometime during Chol HaMoed, he comes to me and he says, you should know, it was such an educational experience. I said, really? I thought it was not the best Seder because the kids were all rowdy and tired and whatever. So he said, I learned the most from one conversation he had with your son. So I'm trying to think, which Dvar Torah was it? What were we talking about? And he says, I'll tell you the conversation. Your son said, Abba, I'm having a stomach ache. I can't drink the third or fourth cup. After you had warned him not to drink so much because he'll have a stomach ache. And he still drank, and he still reached the third or fourth cup and said, I can't. And you said, okay, don't. And he went on with the Seder. He said, I stood there and I said, you know, if this happened in my house, I'd be telling him, what do you mean? You have a mitzvah of four cups, and I warned you. And you just said, okay, don't. And that taught me more than the whole Seder. So I realized, hey, he's onto something. Because if a parent is getting all nervous with the kid who's not yet bar mitzvah, and even if he were bar mitzvah, it's his mitzvah, not my mitzvah, he's ruining the Seder, he's ruining the whole educational experience to the kid. So I grew up in a house where my father said that to me when I was a kid. I remember doing the same stupid thing when I was a kid. Drinking too much during the Seder, and then you reach the third or fourth cup, and you have a stomachache, and you can't drink a thing. So I remember that, and I remember my father telling me, okay, so you won't, you'll get older, you'll know to gauge your drinks better. Okay? But when a person is a chozer b'tshuva, he doesn't have that. And then he thinks I have to take everything seriously. So taking it seriously doesn't have to mean being uptight about it. So that's part of what I want you guys to learn. And I always recommend at the beginning of the year, we'll talk about it again Sunday night, that you go to people's houses. You'll learn a lot from the way people run their houses. There's a lot that we cannot teach here at the Mahon. But if you go to people for Shabbos meals and spend Shabbos by people and pay attention, then you'll, Be'ezrat Hashem, you'll learn a lot more in this realm, in the realm of normalcy, of performing mitzvot happily, and more than we could teach here. Tov.